Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Cal Fire San Luis Obispo declares suspension of burn permits on state lands. Paso Robles School Board continuing discussion of deficit spending reductions. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo's Unit Chief John Owens has declared a suspension of burns in San Luis Obispo County. A release by CAL FIRE says this is due to the extreme menace of destruction by fire to life, acute dryness of vegetation, and fire suppression forces being heavily committed to control fires. The fire suspension is for all burning by permit and other uses of open fire within all state responsibility area lands in San Luis Obispo County. This does not include incorporated cities. Additionally, campfires within organized campgrounds or on private property that are otherwise permitted will be allowed if the campfire is maintained in such a manner as to prevent its spread to the wildland. This order will be effective May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until Chief Unit John Owens terminates it. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. The City Council will discuss three place types: commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in these zones. As part of an update to the city's general plan, the council will direct staff on updates to these place types for review and a comprehensive discussion in June. You can attend Tuesday's Atascadero City Council meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles School Board to continue reviewing deficit spending reductions. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow starting at 6. On tomorrow's action items is a mitigation plan developed to address deficit spending resulting from pending tentative agreements. The tentative agreements are with the Paso Robles Public Educators and California School Employees Association in the form of salary increases and stipends. The district says that these increases will result in increased deficits that they will have to reduce in the coming fiscal years. Outline mitigation efforts include staffing reduction based on declining enrollment and strategic reviewing of staff sizes. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The Parkfield Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again May 7th through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the weekend. Here's one of the festival's board members, Dave Swartz, with some information on this year's lineup, which features many new artists to the festival.
We have our first European headliner, a touring band out of Norway called Hyde Bluegrass Orchestra. It's a seven-piece band that discovered bluegrass rather coincidentally in Norway. The other touring headliner for Friday and Saturday is a longtime U.S. string band called the Foghorn String Band. We have two newer bands headlining on Saturday and Sunday. They're the Vicky Vaughn Band and also the Shelby Means Trio. We have a Western music icon, Dave Stamey. So we have six touring bands or performers playing over the 4 days of music.
More information on the full lineup is also available on the festival's webpage. The festival will also feature music workshops between sets available for children and adults.
All of our workshops are during the lunch and dinner breaks. Most of the workshops involve training or skills on a particular instrument, but other workshops may involve things like band dynamics and songwriting. We also have a geologist who teaches at Cal State Northridge. Julian comes up every year, and each day we will have an earthquake workshop. And so Julian, at either the lunch or dinner break, will take a group of typically 30 to 60 people and walk down about a quarter of a mile to the bridge going into Parkfield and give details about the San Andreas Fault and earthquakes and various other things pertinent to the area.
Tickets for this year's Bluegrass Festival can be purchased at parkfieldbluegrass.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Cubs 6-0. The Royals beat the Angels 11-9. The Diamondbacks over the Padres 12-7. Giants beat the Marlins 6-3. The Athletics over the Rangers 2-1. The Astros beat the Yankees 7-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Marlins. The Padres will go against the Cubs. The Angels will face the White Sox. The Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs on Friday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 112-108, and the Rockets over the Lakers on Sunday 115-96. Lakers lead 3-1 in their NBA Finals games. In California news, the man arrested for shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner is a resident from California. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, was taken into custody on Saturday night and is suspected to work as an education tutor and amateur video game developer. The shooter sent a message to family members minutes before the attack, describing himself as a, quote, friendly federal assassin, critical of recent actions taken by the Trump administration, and issuing an apology to family members, coworkers, and strangers. The voter ID proposal will appear on California's November ballot, announced by state officials on Friday. If approved by voters, they'll be required to show a government-issued ID each time they go to the polls, while mail-in ballots will need the last four digits of an ID. Election officers will also be required to verify voters' registration each time they vote. Currently, voters only need to provide an ID and Social Security number when they register to vote initially. Two earthquakes struck the San Francisco coast on Saturday afternoon in quick succession. The quakes were centered in the Pacific Ocean, about 2 miles southwest of the San Francisco Zoo, and their magnitudes were measured at 3.0 and 2.7. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KAPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, if you love pistachios like I do, you'll love that production of this popular tree nut continues to grow, meaning more for you to enjoy. With more, here's USDA research economist Catherine Weber.
In a nutshell, record-breaking is one way to describe the U.S. pistachio market. The Administrative Committee for Pistachios estimates pistachio-bearing acreage reached a record high 520,000 acres, exceeding the half-million mark for the first time. In 2025, estimated U.S. pistachio production was 1.57 billion pounds on an in-shell basis, based on crop receipt data from the Administrative Committee for Pistachios. If realized, the 2025 crop will be the largest on record and mark the 10th consecutive year the United States has led the world in pistachio production.
And one reason why pistachio production trends continue to grow each year, consumers, as in strong domestic and export demand.
ERS estimates pistachio per capita availability was about 0.7 pounds per person on a shelled basis last season. In 2024-25, pistachios ranked second in availability behind almonds, but slightly higher than both walnuts and pecans.
Now, the U.S. remains a global leader in pistachio production, with roughly 99% of the nation's crop grown in California, alongside smaller contributions from Arizona and New Mexico. It's a complete liquidation auction April 28th. Dakota Line Contractors is selling it all. No consignments, just one owner equipment straight from daily operations. Join them in Bismarck, North Dakota, or bid live online 10 a.m. Central. Featuring Kenworth T800 water trucks, flatbed pickups, and 30-plus trailers. Job ready, field proven, ready to work. If you're serious about upgrading your fleet or expanding your operation, this is the sale. Almer Auction, your auction starts here. Bid at AlmerOnlineAuctions.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. An overwhelming majority of U.S. farmers who responded to a nationwide survey say they cannot afford to purchase enough fertilizer to get them through this year. The percentage of farmers who repurchased fertilizer varies significantly by region. Conducted by the American Farm Bureau Federation April 3rd through the 11th, the survey shows 70% of respondents say fertilizer is so expensive they will not be able to buy all of what they need. The survey was conducted as the conflict in the Middle East sent fertilizer and fuel prices soaring. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has kept critical fertilizer supplies and crude oil from reaching global markets, putting a squeeze on supplies around the world. Spring planting decisions depend heavily on the access to fertilizer and diesel fuel, both of which have been impacted by geopolitical risks that have disrupted global markets, AFBF economist Faith Parham said in her analysis of the survey results. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday and Friday, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KAPR All News Time is 6:21.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the Ultimate Skin Refresh Facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Airlines has officially abandoned its attempt to merge with American Airlines. United CEO Scott Kirby released a statement this morning saying he approached American, though American declined to engage and instead responded by publicly closing the door. Kirby says he believed a combination would have allowed the merged airline to expand its service internationally and to smaller communities, and it could have added economy seats and better competed with foreign airlines. There's an energy merger this morning. Shell is purchasing Canada's ARC Resources in a deal valued at approximately $22 billion. Domino's Pizza shares are down nearly 5% after a mixed quarter, though its CEO Russell Wiener says Domino's continues to pick up customers from competitors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
No one will understand what I've got to do. I've got to find a place to hide with my baby by my side. She's been
All righty, coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 to 1. I will have on, it will be Van Carraza. He is representing a group called Operation Surf. And this has to do with helping out veterans and people that are handicapped be able to enjoy the ocean. So, and they're out of South County. So Van will be coming up this afternoon. And this afternoon in the 1 o'clock hour, I have Noah's Ark. It was raining, so I thought I'd give you a little history lesson on Noah's Ark, and maybe it ties in with the unicorn song I did the other day. I don't know. It just happened. Susanna will be back next Monday. She'll be off maternity leave, and she's raring to go. Raring to go. All right. Now, Chris did a little piece for you there on the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, and guess what? I've got a couple of tickets be given away, and all you have to do is email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and these tickets for any of the 4 days. It starts on May 7th and it runs through the 10th. So if you'd like two tickets to the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and as always, I will let you know through the email if you got a couple of those tickets. It's a very nice event. Very nice event. All right, folks, whatever may be on your mind, a couple of things happened over the weekend, obviously. But first, I had no idea on the fertilizer situation here in the United States. Although the United States gets most of its imported fertilizer from Canada, and the United States does have a strong domestic industry, but it relies heavily on imports for over 90%, for example, of its potassium and roughly 30% of its nitrogen from Trinidad and a couple of other places. Again, like many things when it comes to farming, I think, at least myself, had no idea. No idea. So anyway, a lot of the producers of our fertilizers in this country come from places like Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas, and North Carolina, and Idaho, and Utah, primarily. But anyway, that was interesting to listen to. Okay, also, When I came in Sunday morning, my email, I'm not going to say it was loaded up, but it had quite a few things regarding the attempted shooting of President Trump. And I looked at some of them, and I thought, you know, how far are we going here? All the information was not brought forward to us from the White House, and yet I'm looking at some things on social media that this was a well-planned attack by groups. There were other shooters involved, and I'm going, I didn't hear any of this. And again, the information was not final, at least from what I saw Saturday, early Saturday evening. And so the responsibility of people on social media. Chris, I know you don't spend a lot of time on social media, correct?
Not a whole lot.
All right. Do you sometimes, when you come across something, do you just shake your head?
No, absolutely. It's social media, after all. Anyone can post almost anything, so.
So you take things with a grain of salt?
Usually, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you to be a doctor.
Well, I didn't graduate from med school, but I'll do my best.
Okay. Well,
I have a bachelor's degree, not a doctorate.
Okay. Well, what makes you think or drives people to putting out, and I'll, again, since you're the doctor today, I'm misusing the word, but to, in my view, deliberately distort information?
Clicks, which in some ways I can suppose could be translated to money. So, even a slight distortion of information when something remains true can simply be a sensationalist read on anything, really. And sensationalism online is what generates clicks. And clicks is what generates ad revenue, which generates money. I think that's the simplest answer I could give.
So if I had a site or whatever they call them, and I say on this social media platform, I know somebody who said that there was more than one shooter at the White House, at the correspondence dinner, and I put that on my site.
Yeah.
All right. And so now that carries on because somebody reads it and says, hey, did you hear there was more than one shooter there?
Yeah. And a lot of people won't take the time to verify that.
So they'll just take it at word what they read from. I know some of these sites get a lot of clicks. You know, they may become their own little celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, it is taken to be as gospel by some.
Yes, by some.
Okay.
Or even if not gospel, some people just believe whatever they read on the internet, despite, you know, warnings saying not to.
Okay. I know that in the past, some people's posts or whatever you want to call them have been, shall we say, monitored or even deleted from whoever these companies are. Is that an agreement that when you sign up for these things that you can't lie? Or is that too simple?
I think that might be too simple because, you know, people lie all the time on social media. I don't know exactly what the terms of service is for these platforms, but I assume there are some things out there, and I think it mostly has to do with prevalence. You know, if some random nobody with zero followers is out there posting, you know, flat earth theories or whatever, the site's not going to care. I think it only starts to care when it affects, being blunt about it, their bottom line, or when it gets a little bit out of control.
Or something as important as an attempted assassination on a president.
Right.
Okay.
And even then, the level of monitoring can vary greatly. Some have a more lax approach to it. As long as you aren't hurting somebody, they do not care.
Hurting somebody. Well, that's kind of hard to tell because we're not together. So how do you know you're hurting somebody? You don't.
Well, exactly. That's why they can kind of hide behind their policies and say, well, we don't know that they're hurting anybody, so we're not going to do anything about it.
Okay. Now, what's interesting about this is apparently that when people regularly consume these comments or opinions that are false, but they believe that it is the news, then it creates, and you know, when they find out, or if they're willing to admit that they were duped, it starts to lead to, you know, and this is kind of constant with social media, anxiety, depression, and lowered life satisfaction. So I don't know if these people are trying to believe in something to give them self-worth, or, you know, and it would depend on their thoughts on the particular, let's just say, news that they are consuming, or the rumors that they are consuming that they think are news. And I also think it speaks to the downfall, because it's been going downfall. I think the mistrust in the so-called established media, that people turn to this or look for it to satisfy their own belief. It was, well, this was a conspiracy theory, this was that, everything. And maybe, again, not only the media, but maybe because of the government, we have mistrusted them at record levels within the last 10, 15 years, that we see something on the social media or the people that are on social media, and they take it to be gospel when in fact it's not. And I just don't know. Well, I do know. That's not helpful. That's not helpful, to be spreading information. And sometimes people will deliberately spread this misinformation, or maybe misinformation is the wrong word, lies, because of their own political bend that they can't see straight. And I think if particularly people that may be somewhat prominent, I think it hurts their reputation. But again, that is just me being me. All right. Also, regarding this, I came across some things that Secret Service is being criticized for lapses, and also, how did this person get as close, well, as he did to the situation? And apparently there was I got this off Fox, so I don't know if it's true or not, because I'm not overly impressed with Fox. Let's just put it that way. Is that the vetting at the hotel was, again, according to a couple of people who were there, was lax, which is hard to believe considering what's taken place with President Trump especially. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'd like to read something to you from a former president. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction.
Ronald Reagan.
Correct. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once a people. And those in the world who have known freedom and then lost it have never known it again. Ronald Reagan, another president who did what we have to do to remain America. And if it sounds like a patriot talking, you're right. I'm not on social media. I think social media is one of the worst things that happened to this country. In fact, to the world. It isn't generating anything special. It's generating lies and untruths, and people using it for political purposes. And taking away because of inappropriate or lack of parental discussion about social media and the use of it. That's missing, too. You just give a kid a phone and say, there you go, sit down and have fun. Well, we now know that they could be talking to the world. We don't know who they're talking to. We don't know who they're writing texts back and forth with. Not anymore. So this is where I'm coming from. I will tell you where the current attack on America is. And we're pretty close to it. Although we grow things to make alcohol around here. Basically, there are other crops, but is it an overabundance? No. Grapes are in an overabundance. However, that's their choice, and they should do it if they have a dream to do it. Go ahead and do it. If you go bust, okay, you tried. But don't make the rest of us pay for this, and that's what's happening. And if you think that the assault on farming in this country isn't important, what are you going to eat today for lunch and dinner? Because we have people dedicated to growing or raising food. And you have a faction of people who know very well that food is a key to ownership of people. And that's what they're after. They want to control you and everybody else. And I'm not willing to go there. And I don't think a certain faction, well, generationally, there's a bunch of us that are not willing to go there.
Well, you know, we get back to a couple of things, and I'll go to the social media. Is social media become so popular because people have such a void in their life?
I suspect there is some of that. Yes. How unfortunate.
It is.
They could have played sports and felt better about themselves.
Oh, no. They can do a lot of things. But I you know, again, like you, I don't use it, so I don't know much about it. But I just, why the need for that? How can you go through your life being attached to somebody you really don't know?
Correct. And why do I care what somebody I don't know does in a day? Unless it's something illegal we could turn in, they're perfectly happy being on social media, which is nothing. And they feel better about themselves, but they're doing damage to themselves. They're excluding themselves from the time they spend on social media from the world, from the contact with other people. What's the worst thing we did to kids with COVID? What did they miss most? What was reported? Social media? No, social contact was missing. There's something to be learned by simply going to school. Were you scared the first day of school? Do you remember the first day of school for yourself?
No, I just...
I do.
I don't think I was, simply because I had an older brother and sister.
There you go. You had something I didn't have the privilege of having. My brother was stillborn. So it's try again. But on social media, you're making no impact. Sorry, why don't you get out and do some work? If you want to impact politics or actual social contact, if you want to increase that stuff, you get out there and meet people and have contacts. If you use social media to contact that person because you've now established a friendship, well, I guess I could tolerate that. For other people, it doesn't work for me. I spent too many years having to be in touch, and I no longer want to be.
Well, does it seem that, and it's probably in combination of the social media and the separation from face-to-face, that more people now are socially awkward?
Yes, I think that's true. Listen, if you got a problem with somebody, don't go to somebody else and tell them about the problem with this person. Go to the person yourself and talk to them. And if they don't want to talk, well, so be it. handle the situation in a method or a manner that works for you and nobody else, because you invited somebody to come with you, but they chose not to. But doing it on social media, how many thousands, millions of words are wasted on social media every day that aren't put into verbiage of a conversation?
Well,
how many? Too many.
Well, you know,
because, go ahead.
Well, here's something that it probably doesn't make any sense, but, you know, when you said if you have a problem with somebody, you go to them. However, what are we told in many instances when we're in school? Run to the teacher.
Well, these days I'm not too secure with that. When we have teachers basically sponsoring gender affiliation and all of that, that goes along with the absolute fake, false verbiage of transgender. Transgender is impossible. Doesn't exist. But social media does, and they reignite it. And if I don't agree with teachers anymore. They're saying we want a raise. They're going to ask for a bond issue to support a raise. This time, first time ever for me.
Right.
No, well, I'm not voting for that. I want to see some production from the teachers who want a raise. And when you get production that is below standard. And the standard is pretty simple. Most of the people that are listening right now can pass it.
Well, as Kenny pointed out on Friday, our results are not bad. They're pathetic.
Yes,
they're pathetic. And here's a question, if you can make this quick, because we're up against it. But I know that you dealt with the unions and contracts, and in certain circumstances, the entity has no choice because of automatic raises. I don't know what the exact terminology. Why can't contracts be redone and simply say, hey, okay, every year or 2 years, whatever it may be, you get a 3.1, whatever. But if we don't have money, you'll get nothing. Why can't the contracts be rewritten for the in that sense?
You're correct. They can be written that way. One thing that's done, it's in the pension law, in the government code for the state of California. For example, any continuation raises on the pension that I have, you have to have the cost of living number to raise my pension. And if the cost of living determined by L.A., Orange, and Riverside counties, the average of those, we might be allowed to get a raise. But you have to show that you have a higher income in the pension to give the pensioners a raise. And if you don't have that higher income or expenditure, you don't get one.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk soon.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo's Unit Chief John Owens has declared a suspension of burns in San Luis Obispo County within all state responsibility areas. This does not include incorporated cities. Additionally, campfires on private property or organized campgrounds are permitted. The order will be effective May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until Unit Chief John Owens terminates it. Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow, starting at 6. On tomorrow's action items is a mitigation plan developed to address deficit spending resulting from pending tentative agreements. The tentative agreements are with the Paso Robles Public Educators and California School Employees Association in the form of salary increases and stipends. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The gunman suspected of firing shots at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Cole Allen is due in court today. President Trump telling CBS's 60 Minutes it took him a few seconds to realize that night what was going on.
It was a little bit me. I wanted to see what was happening, and I wasn't making it that easy for him. I wanted to see what was going on. And by that time, we started to realize maybe it was a bad problem.
A Secret Service officer was injured. DHS still partially funding with payments for the Secret Services set to expire this week. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says lawmakers need to find the balance to support law enforcement.
Yeah, there is a balance between our rights and keeping us safe. We always have to assure that our rights are maintained, but we also got to give law enforcement the tools they need to keep us safe.
America's listening to Fox News.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
The 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival is this Friday and Saturday at the Sunken Gardens. Fiesta Friday kicks off the weekend from 5 to 9 p.m. with live music, tamale vendors open for business, and adult beverages for sale from the Central Coast Zoo Association. Saturday is the main event from 11 to 7 with over 100 vendors, live music and dancers, the famous dancing horses, bounce houses, face painting, chihuahua and pet costume contest, and of course, tamales. More info at visitatascadero.com.
8 minutes away from 7, sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche buried the Kings 5-1 for a four-game sweep. Colorado in the West and Carolina in the East advanced to the second round over the weekend. Sabres scored four times in the first and skewered the Bruins 6-1 to take a 3-1 lead. Ducks rallied past the Oilers 4-3 in overtime to push Edmonton to the brink at 3-1. And the Lightning came back to clip the Canadiens. That series now level at 2 apiece. NBA, three teams moved to within a game of advancing in the playoffs. In the East, the Celtics slashed the Sixers 128-96 for a 3-1 lead. In the West, the Spurs rallied from down 19 to snuff out the Blazers 114-93 to go up 3-1. Victor Wembanyama back from a concussion with 27 points and a dozen rebounds. Rockets avoid elimination, beating the Lakers, though LA is still up 3-1, and the Raptors edge the Cavaliers. That series tied at 2. Baseball, the Braves beat the Phillies 6-2. Atlanta, the first team to 20 wins this season. Astros beat the AL-leading Yankees, ending New York's 8-game win streak. Dodgers blank the Cubs. Justin Robleski and friends with a combo four-hitter. Brewers shut out the Pirates. Kyle Harrison and company allowed two hits and fanned 18 batters. Red Sox over the Orioles in the first game for interim manager Chad Tracy after Alex Cora was sacked on Saturday. Rockies swept two from the Mets. That makes 15 losses in 17 games for that New York nine. Is Carlos Mendoza next to go?
I get it. I mean, he sucks, and I know the questions will continue to come up, but my job is to find a way to get those guys out of the funk, bottom line.
That's Monday Sports.
Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, and they've been serving you since 1979. Sunshine and clouds. Highs in the mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 40, and we'll be in the low 70s on your Tuesday. We're warming up, folks, and upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, Friday. Saturday, mid-70s. Sunday, upper 60s and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:16 a.m., 7:46 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. And remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. It's 5.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home. No place like it. I like it. Well, looking to my left, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert. And, Mr. Garcia, lucky for you today is that we were running up against the clock, so your brain will be well-rested for tomorrow.
I'll have more calories to burn then.
Yes, you will. Let's see here. I got to go back and look at this. All right. Anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. It is that simple. We like to keep things simple because we is what we is. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, as we, 4 minutes away from 7, gotta get her done, All right, here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, out at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Where did it go? All right. Okay. This is Americans, all right? And this is for foods in general. What is the most, well, what's ranked as the most loved food item by Americans? What's ranked number one by Americans for their ranked number one food? What item? 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
All right, this is something I can scribble an answer down for.
No.
Darn.
I may put that them on mine, though. Let's see here. Although that is on the list, but it's not ranked number one, what you have there, sir. Hi, good morning.
Hi, pizza.
No, not pizza. You, Chris, and me are on the same page. Without pineapple. Hi, good morning.
Hamburgers.
What?
Hamburgers.
No.
Hamburgers?
No. Cheeseburgers are on the list, but it's not number one. Cheeseburgers come before hamburgers, which they should. Hi, good morning.
French fries.
Yep, number one, French fries. Where would you put French fries, sir, besides in your mouth?
On the table.
All right.
I don't eat them.
What would you rather have, French fries or a pizza?
Oh, I can't have either one. It sounds good, but no.
All right, well.
I don't eat any junk food.
Well, French fries are a vegetable.
Yeah, I guess that's good for you. Yeah,
that's how I justify it. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Bob Anderson.
All right, Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye. All right, Chris, what would you rather have, the French fries or the pizza?
The pizza.
Me too.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Parkville Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again at May 8th through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkville with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the weekend. More information on the full lineup is available on the festival webpage, parkfieldbluegrass.org. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan in its meeting tomorrow. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
In no particular order, as we mentioned, pizza and those, and also on the list, omelets. Yes, indeed. Cheese steaks. Fried rice. Love fried rice. And, of course, a staple for many, and that would be ice cream. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, tile, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and much, much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.